This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, which begins on the fifth Sunday of Easter and includes the feast of Catherine of Siena on Monday, April 29th. If you've listened before, you know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the Flemish Renaissance composer Johannes Ockeghem, who wrote during the 15th century. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear 4 of these, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, 2 alleluias, rather than a gradual and an alleluia, because this, being Eastertide, is a joyful alleluia season, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. As luck would have it, I found beautiful motet settings of 2 parts of the proper. The 2 Alleluias will be sung in Gregorian chant, and we'll also enjoy 4 parts of the Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, omitting only the Credo, as rendered by Johannes Ockeghem in his Missa de Plus en Plus, which is based on a secular chanson of the time by Gilles Banchois. The more I love, the more I am poorly loved. Banchois, spelled B-I-N-C-H-O-I-S, a Franco-Flemish composer of the early 15th century, is often ranked just behind Dufay and Dunstable by contemporary scholars, and his works were widely cited, emulated, and used as source material after his death. Let's get started today with our introit, Cantate Domino, from Psalm 97. Sing to the Lord a new song. Well, here this is rendered in motet form by the Italian composer Luca Marenzio, who lived and composed in the late 16th century. The performers of Marenzio's introit are Progetto Musica, an Italian ensemble.
Thank you.
That was today's introit, Cantate Domino, composed as a motet by Luca Marenzio. Now, before we start on Ockeghem's Mass Ordinary, let's hear the chanson by Benchois, also called De Plus en Plus, on which it was based. This makes Ockeghem's composition what is known as a parody mass, one based on pre-existing music. The performers of Benchois' chanson are the French Ensemble Gilles Benchois. We've heard a chanson by Gilles Benchois, De Plus en Plus, on which Johannes Ockeghem based his mass of the same name. Here's the Kyrie, the Lord Have Mercy, of Johannes Ockeghem's Missa De Plus en Plus.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the Kyrie of Johannes Ockeghem's Missa de Plus en Plus, sung by the Orlando Consort, an English group. Ockeghem, spelled O-C-K-E-G-H-E-M, was a Franco-Flemish composer and singer of early Renaissance music, and one of the leading European composers in the second half of the 15th century, the most influential European composer in the period between Guillaume Dufay and Josquin des Prez. In the order of the Mass, the Gloria follows directly after the Kyrie, so here is the Orlando Consort with that part of Ockeghem's Mass.
Gloria in excelsis Deo,
thank you.
We've been listening to the Gloria, or Greater Doxology, of Johannes Ockeghem's Missa de Plus en Plus. As I mentioned earlier, the liturgy of Eastertide is unique in replacing the gradual proper with an Alleluia, giving us two Alleluias. Those for today are called Dextera Dei, the right hand of God, from Psalm 117, and Christus Resurgens, Christ has been raised from the dead, from the letter of Paul to the Romans. The first of these will be sung for us in Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburg Kapelle in Germany, and the second by the Cambridge Singers.
Thanks.
We've just heard both Alleluias for the fifth Sunday of Easter, sung by singers in Germany and Great Britain. Now we've arrived at the next to last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Ockeghem's Mass in the Orlando Consort.
So
close with the Sanctus and Benedictus of today's featured Mass, the Missa de Plus en Plus by Johannes Ockeghem. And now we come to the last musical element of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Once again, it's Ockeghem's Mass and the Orlando Consort.
Thank you.
We've heard the Agnus Dei of Johannes Ockeghem's Missa de Plus en Plus. Now for the final official music of today's Mass, the Communion proper. The text, Tanto tempore vobiscum sum, is from the Gospel of John, and it means, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me? This motet arrangement is by the Dutch composer Jan Sweelinck, that's spelled S-W-E-E-L-I-N-C-K, whose career overlapped the 16th and 17th centuries. He's known as one of the first major keyboard composers, but he also wrote choral music, of which this motet is an excellent example. The singers are the Netherlands Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
That was our communion proper for today, a motet by Jan Sveelinck, which leaves us just enough time for a final motet by today's featured composer, Johannes Ockeghem. It's called Deo Gratias, and the performers are the Austrian ensemble Cantillation. Was a motet by the composer of today's Mass Ordinary, Johannes Ockeghem. And with it, our Mass is ended, and we shall shortly go in peace. I hope you've enjoyed the chanson, the chant singing, the motets, and the Mass by Ockeghem, and I hope you'll return next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, as we continue to celebrate Eastertide and the Ascension of the Lord. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 243. As always, we welcome your comments. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very pleasant weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.